We know how the story of Roger Ailes ends. The man behind the rise of Fox News was forced to step down in 2016. He died a year later.
Roger Ailes, the man who built Fox News from the ground up, is out as top boss.
In the wake of a sexual harassment lawsuit by a former Fox News anchor,
Roger Ailes has resigned, effective immediately.
Now, a new show chronicles his ascent before his fall. The Showtime series The Loudest Voice is based on the book by biographer Gabriel Sherman and stars Russell Crowe as Roger Ailes.
I'm just trying to make this network the best and most watchable it can be. And that's what everybody in this room, everybody, should be focused on.
In The Loudest Voice, everybody is focused on Roger Ailes. And that includes his wife. From the network's first broadcast to the sexual harassment allegations, Beth Ailes, who's played by Sienna Miller, is there by her husband's side. Rachel talked to Sienna Miller about playing a woman who lives in her husband's shadow.
Introduce us, if you will, to Elizabeth Ailes, known as Beth. What specifically drew you to her as a character?
So Beth is very religious, very devoted to her husband. And I think behind the kind of impact that this man had upon the world, there was this woman. So aside from the fact that it just felt like a very interesting story to kind of delve into at this moment in time, I think that was probably the most compelling aspect of wanting to do this, but also to play someone completely different to myself and to have a look at the intimacies of that relationship. I just found it intriguing.
Did you ever reach out to her when you were preparing for this role?
You know, the producers had and people had, and I knew that she was not willing to cooperate. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's a very personal story. I think, obviously, in light of all the kind of harassment issues that happened just before he died, and in light of the fact that he so recently died, I think it's probably too raw. I can understand why she wouldn't want to be complicit in telling this story.
Their marriage is a central part of this story, and it is a complicated one, isn't it? There's a clip I want to play. This is of the two of them, Roger and Beth, they're out to dinner, and he has just been fired from CNBC, let go, and has started this new network, or is about to start it. Beth, though, has just gotten a promotion at CNBC. She turns him down. Let's listen to this exchange.
Why don't you come work for Fox? Get off that sinking ship.
You know, since you left, I've been really running things. I'm like running the transition to MSNBC. I'm in charge.
I gotta say, though, you know, you working for those who fired me makes me feel like I'm losing. And I don't like to lose.
You're not losing, Roger. You are definitely not losing me.
We get a little hint there of the power dynamic between the two. Ultimately, he does make her choose between her career and him. What kind of sacrifice was that from what you know of her? I mean, what kind of career did she have?
She was a pretty successful producer when they met. For me, that would be a big sacrifice and a compromise. At the same time, I think she saw the potential in him and saw that she could fulfill a role at home supporting him. She sort of saw the bigger picture, perhaps. Mm-hmm. At least that's the way that I read it. And she wasn't wrong. You know, she definitely backed a winner.
How did you decide how to portray her? I mean, your Beth Ailes, it's not that she lacks conviction, but there is a fragility to her.
Yeah, there was something that I noticed about the footage that I'd seen of her, and from some conversations, there was something quite childlike about her. And I know that she'd lost her father very young. She was with this man who was significantly older than her. It was her second marriage. Her first husband had been abusive. So I think there was an aspect to their relationship which was to do with her feeling protected and safe. And I'm sure that Roger had the capacity of creating that for her. I did sense a fragility in her. And also, as you'll see as it goes on, there's kind of a real fierce loyalty towards him.
Even as we acknowledge that this is a fictionalized account, we do see the on-screen Roger Ailes, played brilliantly by Russell Crowe, engage in what we shall describe as extracurricular sexual activities.
And I mean, it's not exactly a fictionalized account because it's based on a book that was based upon 600
interviews. You're right, Gabriel Sherman's book, which was well researched. And
I think a lot of people would say that a lot of it would be close to the truth.
So how does that affect your character? I mean, do we see her start to acknowledge that and come to terms with it?
You know, I think that he was very able and adept at managing to separate his work life and his extracurricular activity and his home life. And I think at home, he was a very devoted and extremely loving husband. Hmm. I think as things start to unravel, inevitably Beth started to unravel, and that's understandable. But she still stood by him to the very end.
Because it's not just consensual sexual activities. I mean, we see him harassing women, making unwanted advances, preying upon young women who come looking for jobs, applying for jobs.
Yes.
It sounds like he's able to compartmentalize.
And I think to many degrees, he grew up in a culture where that was just sort of allowed. It's shocking to see. And many of his victims are devastated, have lost their careers as a result of not capitulating. You know, it's a mess. But in his mind, it was probably just, you know, what men do. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad those days are changing. But on the whole, I think I think you'll be surprised at how charming in moments he comes across. I mean, this isn't some kind of takedown of Roger Ailes. It's really a look at the man who was incredibly successful, who really did change the world and was very conflicted in many ways.
The series is called The Loudest Voice. It premieres Sunday on Showtime. It stars Sienna Miller. She plays Beth Ailes, the wife of Fox News founder Roger Ailes. Sienna, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.